Yes, actually, the situation there is very, very chaotic at the moment, actually. Still, the medical team are not able to believe that a medical hospital is being shelled with, at the beginning, they thought, it's like by incident or by mistake, you know. People cannot just believe, this is something is happening, and that a medical hospital was shelled without even a previous warning. I mean, the hospital is already full with patients and injuries and the children and, and the medical teams. Five people I gathered and were killed and 15 were injured, including medical staff. Some of the paramedics and nurses and medical teams, and even some workers at the hospital.
Did you say 15 or 50? 5-0 or 15 were injured?
No, they're talking about 15, 1-5. So 15, not 5-0.
And what's the source for that information? Have you...
It's live, actually, on all the TVs. It's live. I am originally from the middle area, and I know I lived there, and I know this hospital very well. I know the staff who are working there, and my nephew is a medical doctor, and he worked there, and I talked to him as well. This is something, it's real and it's happening.
It's very
difficult to believe it, but it's really happening in Gaza.
Can you say what did your nephew tell you about the attack?
My nephew says he doesn't know what's going on, and he cannot understand why they are hitting a hospital. He like everybody else in the hospital, they are not sure. How come something like that is happening? Even they are trying to think, if there is any person they are targeting, but at least they would warn people there, because there is plenty of civilians and the patients and the medical department and the surgical department and children department. And They stopped the operation room. Some of the shells that were just in front of the operation room, and one of them was just in front of the elevator, very 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 close to the emergency room at the hospital.
So no warnings were given?
No, not at all. They don't know why is this happening.
The Israeli military has said that hospitals have been fired from another hospital that it targeted last week. Any suspicion that rockets were fired from that hospital?
I don't think this is possible, because actually this is the only hospital in the middle area that served more than 200,000 people in that area. There are four camps and one town and a few villages in that area, and I find it extremely difficult. The hospital is full of people, and it's very small hospital, actually. Yani when it was designed at the beginning in year 2000, it was designed to be a clinic. So, and actually there is very very little space for people to move in that hospital, very space for cars even to park in that hospital.
Do you think it was a mistake?
It's not realistic that they can do any kind of military activity inside this hospital.
Do you think it was a mistake?
Sorry?
Do you think it was a mistake, the attack?
If it's one, people would think yes, it is a mistake. But if they are targeting it more than one tank shell, so people start to think, this is not a mistake. And I personally think it's not. And you can be mistaken if you do the thing one time. But if it's something that happened, a few of these shells dropped on the place, and they must hear they are attacking hospital. I don't know, so I don't think it's a mistake. Apparently they hit some hospitals before in Gaza, so it's not very strange that they are hitting hospital. It's very strange that they are hitting hospital without a previous warning. It's very strange that they are hitting a hospital, yani, which is known that it's very such a small hospital, and it's only the only one in that area that serves yani, very big population in that area.
Do we know how it was hit? So you said tank shells, but others have said jets, and there's been talk of artillery bombardment. How was it hit?
I gather they're not tank shelling, actually. This is what I gathered. But I cannot be sure of this, but this is what I gathered. They're not tank shelling, actually. This is what people are expecting.
And this kind of incident must make your work very hard.
It is honestly, it's very, very difficult situation. I mean, all Gaza has been through very difficult time, and especially yesterday after this massacre in the Shija'iya area, where hundreds of people were injured and tens of people were killed. Even the ones who were trying to evacuate, I mean, they looked at civilians and they were only trying to seek refuge, they've been trying to be away from what's going on, and they got killed. I mean, it's very critical situation. All people in Gaza Strip, still, the airstrikes are ongoing, the shelling from the navies are ongoing. It's very risky situation, and people cannot understand why they are insisting on targeting civilians.